It's a snowy Wednesday morning, and the kitchen at Nuniak hasn't opened for the day yet, but it's already buzzing. There's dozens of boxes lined up on the counter waiting to be filled with to-go orders. Country music is pumping out of the speakers, and the restaurant's owner, Melissa Burns-Svoboda, is icing a golden brown tray of cinnamon rolls that she just pulled from the oven.
We're fortunate that we made cinnamon rolls for a morning job, and that's extra. So we, the crew needs to eat too. So it's the perk of the job.
Burns-Svoboda has run a catering business out of itinerant kitchen spaces in Kodiak over the years. She upgraded to a brick and mortar late last year, where she now dishes up takeaway brunch and lunch orders. She's planning on a bigger grand opening in late May, when she'll open a sit-down dining space inside the restaurant. Nuniak means Old Harbor in Aleutic. That's the village where Burns-Svoboda grew up, on the southeast side of the island. She proudly advertises her business as being woman and native-owned, saying she wants to empower other Native women to pursue their dreams. Cooking has been a lifelong passion.
I mean, that's just part of growing up in a big family. My mom was always in the kitchen cooking, and being a young girl and the eldest of four, that was kind of my role, was right there alongside my mom.
That role later evolved to include prepping meals on the boat when she started fishing commercially with her dad a few years later. As the head of a busy commercial kitchen now, Burns-Svoboda still works alongside members of her family. Her cousin Chance Christensen was behind the counter and stirring a big pot of chowder that morning.
I think it was just a village thing. Everybody's always cooking together. Everybody would all go over and everybody would help with all the families coming together.
Traditional recipes from Old Harbor, like soups, chowders, and parak pockets, which are kind of like flaky salmon-filled pies, are on Nuniak's menu now. Recipes for staples like bread come from passed-down family traditions. Burns-Svoboda sources ingredients from local food producers when she can, including produce from growers in Old Harbor and seasonal seafood from Kodiak fishermen and processors. She says it's all made her a savvy business owner.
Living in a village, being on a boat, you have limited ingredients, you have limited access to things, and so you learn to be a little bit more creative.
She says she likes to jazz up familiar recipes to showcase both her creativity as a chef and local flavors. Menu items like the sukpiak tacos have been one of her best sellers.
We just took a spin on the Indian taco, and we use our traditional breads and make a taco out of it. And I think it's fun.
The clock is creeping towards opening, and the phone has been ringing off the hook. Burns-Svoboda seems to be everywhere at once, bouncing from the meat slicer to a second tray of cinnamon rolls that need icing. Somewhere in the middle, she assembles a food processor. She dumps a bag of flour into a bowl and throws in a stick of butter. There isn't a measuring cup in sight, but she says that's no problem. All her food is measured in love, just like how she learned in Old Harbor. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.